Corona?
If you ran 2 miles, if you get tired or...
Yeah, well, you're talking how much? He just, you're trying to say that he can't go any further. So you're saying 2 miles?
2 miles and he's tired already or...
Yeah, well, along those lines. Mm-hmm. But you're trying to say that that is all that he could...
2 miles and he can't take any more.
Oh boy. You're talking about how much he can go, and now you've been wondering how much he can go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you look at him, and all he's done is gone 2 miles, and he says, I can't
go any farther.
Right. Okay.
Oh, so similar. It took me all around there.
Well, it was just me. I wasn't saying it that way. Now, if something belongs to me, you say it's
mine. That's mine.
If it's mine.
That's hers.
No.
That's yours.
Okay. Now, if it belongs to both of us, you say it's...
ours.
Okay. And if it belongs to some people over there, you say it belongs to...
them.
Okay. And how about one of your sons? It belongs to...
him.
All right. And to one of your daughters, it belongs to...
it's theirs.
Okay. But just her.
Belongs to her.
Okay. If people have been coming to visit you and you're about to leave, you say to them a word saying what those people are. Something coming back again. So what's the subject of the sentence? You're talking right to them, like you say. You're saying, you know, what is mine, and you say yours, and you're saying that you're talking to them directly, and so you're saying. To them, something come back again.
I am yours, you all alone.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
I am yours, you all alone.
Well, don't skip the phrase and say, who are you talking to? If you've been talking with some people and they're about to go, and you say, I've been just talking
to... I've just been talking to them.
Or... okay, now them, right. Well, if you were talking to them directly, and you were saying, I know what you can do. What if you went out of the room right now and the kids were screaming and you were talking to all your kids were here making a real big racket and you say,
y'all.
Okay. Which one would you say?
I would say y'all. That's what I'd say.
Okay, great. All right. If somebody's been to a party and you were asking about their raps, you would say, where are... you remember what you just said. Where are
y'all been or something like that?
Where are y'all, you know, what their things have been.
Mm-hmm.
Where are
y'all?
Right. Okay. asking about people at a party and you wanted to know who was there. And you would say maybe the same kind of thing, but you wanted to know who was there, so you'd say, at the party.
Who all was at the party?
Great. And when you're asking about what somebody said and you weren't able to be there, so somebody comes in who was able to hear someone talk about something, you'd say...
what did they say?
Yeah, but if you said it something like all this, do you ever say what?
What did they say?
Okay, you said you all and who all. If you're talking about a speaker and you're asking, you wanted to know what he said, you'd say...
what did he say? What did she say?
You wouldn't say, what all did he say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. Probably what I'd say. What all did they say, y'all? Because we always ask one another, like somebody's been somewhere, and we say, what did they say, y'all? What did she say, or what did they